How big is a raviz? A raviz is a crucial measurement of liquid that we have in halacha all over the place. Many dinim require a raviz. For example, we discussed last week that one does not say a bracha achrona on drinking unless they have a raviz to drink. The kiddush cup has to hold a raviz. Havdalah cup has to hold a raviz. The four cups of wine at the Seder have to hold a raviz. Raviz is a major measurement in halacha. So the question is, how big is a raviz? Oh. So it's like this. The word raviz means literally a fourth, a quarter. It's a relative term. You know, you can have a quarter of an American dollar or a quarter of a Canadian dollar. I used to say nebuch, a Canadian dollar, because the Canadian dollar used to be much weaker than the American dollar, but then it got stronger than the American dollar. So I'm not sure where it's holding now. But the point is, the word quarter is a relative term. A quarter of what? So the word revis in halacha is a quarter of what? The answer is, it means a fourth of a lug. Lamed vav gimel. A lug is another measurement of volume. And Chazal tell us, a lug is the volume of six beitzim, six eggs. That's what the Gemara says. Oh, therefore, a raviz, by definition, is the volume of 1.5 kibbeitzim, 1.5 eggs. Very simple. All we have to do is figure out what is considered the standard volume of an egg, and then we'll know what a raviz is. Okay. So these measurements were done, and here we have something very interesting. And there's been a change in the last 10 years. It's like this. Most of the Sfarim have assumed, that the average egg that the hens lay, the volume is 2 ounces. And therefore, a raviz is 3 ounces. That's what most of the Sfarim said. Reb Chaim Noya Zatzal, he was one of the leading figures who developed and wrote Sfarim on the Inyanim of measurements. So he wrote that a raviz is basically the equivalent of 3 ounces. It's the equivalent of 86 milliliters, which gematria is, this works out very well, kos, kuf, vav, samach, 86. It's hard to beat that. So 3 ounces, 86 milliliters, it works out very well. Starting in the 1980s, it became known that Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal had another opinion. He assumed that a beitza might be 2.2 ounces, which means that a raviz is 3.3 ounces. That's the other view. So for many years, the Sfarim would write, how much is a raviz? Either 3 ounces or 3.3. Oh. And then, recently, I noticed the following. There's a book out there called The Kazayas Book. Very important book by Rav Badner Shlita. He goes through and he gives you the exact sizes of how much a kazayas is. There's the English Kazayas Book, and there's the Hebrew Kazayas Book. Many of the topics are the same, but it's not an exact translation. Because in the Hebrew Kazayas Book, he includes many Israeli foods. It's very interesting. Foods like bamba and bisli and various cookies and candy bars that are more available in Israel, he has in the Israeli one, the Hebrew one, not the English one. But either way, he wrote this is the official book on measurements. He measured everything very carefully. Oh. So he writes in his book that the volume of an egg is, I think, 1.92 ounces. Or 1.9 ounces. It's not 2.2. It's just not. They took the grade A large eggs. Rav Moshe says to use the grade A large eggs. And that's what the measurement was. And therefore, a raviz would be 3 ounces, like the more standard view. So it's in his book, published in the year 2001, that he wrote a letter to Rav David Feinstein. Shlita, Rav Moshe's son. And he said, and he wrote to him, and he said, I did the measuring. The eggs are 2 ounces. Therefore, Aviyas is 3 ounces. But you, Rav David, you write 2.2. You see, it's like this. Rav David Feinstein wrote a very important perush on the Haggadah called the Kol Dodi Haggadah. It's one of the best halachas for him on the Haggadah. It was originally published in Hebrew, then later published in English. The Kol Dodi Haggadah. So there he quotes the idea that a Revius is that an egg is 2.2 and a Revius is 3.3. So he's quoting, you know, based on his father's opinion. So he's the logical address to write to. So Rav Bodner wrote to Rav David Feinstein. And he wrote to him and he said to Rav David Feinstein Shlita, Madarati, I measured. And the volume of an egg is not 2.2. And Rav David answered, this is on page 24 in the Kazayas book, footnote 24. The Anna, Shemaran Zatzal, that's Rav Moshe, Lo Madad HaBeitzim Ba'atzmo, Rak Amar Shetzarech Limdod Beitza HaNikro Large, V'chatzimen Ushir Kazayas, V'atalmi Tarachu Madad, V'al L'cheshbon Zeh. Meaning Rav Moshe didn't do the measuring himself, Rav Moshe just paskined which types of eggs to use. And then Rav David concludes, Ve'im hamedida shelanu yoter meduyak zehu shir beitza. If your measurement is more precise, then that is the correct measurement. So Rav David Feinstein in the year 2001 is on record as saying that a beitza is 2 ounces and a revis is 3 ounces, meaning the primary source that a revis might be 3.3 ounces has retracted, and it's back to 3. And you find this in the books. If you have the Kol Dodi Haggadah, published in the year 1990, so on page 13, he's discussing a revis, and he says he used the great egg, the large eggs, to measure a kibetza. So he says one view. One, he says, when submerged, such an egg displaces just under 2 fluid ounces of water. Since a revis is 1.5 times the size of an egg, a revis by this measure would be 2.9 fluid ounces. However, it is more likely that the water displacement of an egg is 2.2 ounces, thus a revis is 3.3 ounces. So in the year 1990, he quotes the view of 3.3. But then, this Kol Dodi Haggadah has been republished several times. In the year 2002, a year after the Kazayas book came out, they published Rav David's Sefer as a small Sefer called The Laws of the Seder, page 15. He quotes there that an egg is just under 2 ounces. Since a revis is 1.5 times of an egg, a revis is by this measure is 2.9 fluid ounces. End of paragraph. He doesn't mention 3.3. Rav David stopped mentioning 3.3. I found there's a pamphlet from the year 2008 that was put up by Masifta Tiferes Yerushalayim, Rav David's yeshiva. And he writes there, what is the size of the 4 cups of wine? The 4 cups of wine and the Kiddush cup and the Havdalah cup must be at least 3 fluid ounces in size. He doesn't mention 3.3. Rav David changed his mind. And I spoke to one of his close Talmidim who said it's a Davar Yadua that he changed his mind. Therefore, officially, a Revius is 3 ounces. And there's no need to say, or 3.3. I noticed in the wonderful Halacha Sfarim, Rav Neustadt Shlita, called the Weekly Halacha Discussion. He always quotes 3.3. I wrote him a long letter, and he wrote back and he said, you're right. I'm aware of the fact that Rav David changed his mind. And Rav Neustadt wrote to me that in the future editions, he's already in the process of changing all the 3.3s to 3. So Halacha L'maisa, we assume a revis is 3 ounces. That's how big the 4 cups of wine of the Seder have to be. That's how much you have to drink to say a bracha achrona. That's how big the Kiddush cup has to be. The Kiddush cup for Kiddush during the day. That's how big the Havdalah cup has to be, at least 3 ounces. Now, there is more to this topic, which we'll discuss Bez Hashem next week. And that's why, and because if there's more to the topic, I left out the Kiddush Cup Friday night. It's a little more complicated. But just for now, we should know, we assume for most halachos, a revi'is is 3 ounces. That's the halacha l'maisa in all the standard halachas frame. And now that includes Rav Moshe Feinstein's opinion as well. 3 ounces in 86 milliliters, gematria kos. Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll discuss the shita of the Chazon Ish, Zatzal, and how that relates and how that relates to the size of the Kiddush cup Friday night. Okay, we'll stop here.